As triple-digit temperatures turned roadways into spongy asphalt this past week, commuters cranked up their car air conditioners for a bit of relief from the swelter beyond the windshield. And with the AC blasting, drivers of hybrid cars may have noticed that they weren't getting nearly the mileage they usually do. Jim Frankfurt evaluated hybrids and fuel economy for the Idaho National Laboratory, operated by the Department of Energy. He joins us. Hi, Jim. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Leanne. Thank you.
So what are the numbers? How much does mileage drop?
Well, you know, a lot depends on how the car is being driven. Is it in the city? Is it on the highway? Is it the big engines, the small engines? But on average, the hybrids drop about 21% in fuel economy when they're driven with the air conditioning.
So does this mean that operating a hybrid with the air conditioning on could actually put gas mileage in the range of conventional cars?
Well, you know, again, a lot depends on how you're driving it, but you're still looking at, with the air conditioning on, gas ranges from, you know, 35 to 40 miles per gallon for, like, the Civics and the Prius, and which is still outstanding compared to the other regular internal combustion engine vehicles.
Yeah, but didn't you get some bad drops in some of them?
Well, the vehicles that have the biggest engine, like the Silverado, has a small percent decrease, only about a 15% decrease when tearing the air conditioning on. The vehicles with the highest percent decrease is like the Civics and the Insights. They have the smallest engine, so the air conditioning takes the biggest hit on them.
Conventional cars and trucks also get decreased fuel efficiency when the air conditioning is on. How much does their mileage drop?
Well, generally, I think most of them will drop 1 to maybe 2 or 3 miles per gallon, a couple percent, maybe 5%. But if you were to drive the cars without the windows up, you'd see even a bigger decrease in fuel economy. So it's still better to drive with the air conditioning on and the windows up.
So what do you think over the course of a year? Is the fuel savings still worthwhile with a hybrid car?
Well, you know, a lot of it comes down to dollars. And if you drive these vehicles a lot, you're going to save quite a bit of money in gasoline. You know, and everything we do is looking at petroleum reduction. And this looks like a great way to help do that, especially if you're a high mileage driver.
Jim Frankfurt is a researcher at the Idaho National Laboratory, operated by the U.S. Department of Energy. Jim, thanks very much.
Oh, you're welcome, Leanne.